97.3, fourth one.
Arlene, would you like to speak to the nicest person in pop?
Well, yes, I would.
Step forward, Rebecca Ferguson.
Woo-hoo! Hi.
How are you, Rebecca?
Don't have to live up to that.
Well, I was just saying, Arlene, before, I've interviewed you a couple of times for our weekend show, and you're just lovely as Rebecca.
Oh, thank you. That's lovely.
Yeah, you see, I'm having a bit of a mare today, Rebecca. You must have off days. Do you ever let the off day slide through?
Oh, yeah. Oh, gosh. You wouldn't believe. Yeah, I have some days when I can really hate people. But today, I've just come back off a nice, lovely, sunny holiday. So everything's peace, love and rainbows. So
brilliant.
I'm loving everyone today.
I saw the pictures on your Twitter because I'm a stalker follower of yours.
OK.
And where were you? Because it was very nice blue sky with palm trees and you could be anywhere, really.
Well, yeah, I've got a bit of a stalker, so that's the only thing I can show.
Yeah, that's me.
So I was trying to get a across, you know, that I'm away having a nice holiday without getting any background in.
So generic palm tree
photo. Oh, look, that was it.
Look, blue sky and a
blue
cloud.
Blue sky, yeah.
Well, but now you're back, you can tell us where you were. So where were you?
I was in Tenerife.
Oh, lovely, yeah. So have you really got a stalker problem? Seriously?
Oh, I've got a very crazy lady.
Okay, right. Yeah.
Lady stalker.
Oh yeah. So I have to be careful.
Okay. Right.
Well, let's move on from that.
I think so.
Yeah. We don't want to give her any more attention than
exactly.
she gets.
That's right. Okay. Well, I suppose that's one of the downsides of being a pop star, which you are now. Are you watching this year's X Factor, Rebecca? And what do you think so far, if you are?
I've been watching little bits, but I haven't caught most of it. Mm. But it seems to be like a lot of talent from what I've seen. Yeah, and I like that Shannon's back.
What advice would you give to them, obviously, at this stage? Because it's getting down, you know, there's two or three of them gone now and there's just a few left. They're getting close to winning it. What advice would you give them?
First of all, you've got to enjoy it because it's a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. Whether you win, you lose, you come 10th, whatever, you know, soak it up and enjoy it. And the second thing is, be the master of your own destiny, really. And when it comes to picking songs, I feel like you should have control over that, which sometimes people go along with what they're told to do. And with me, I was very, like, headstrong about what I wanted to sing because I feel like if I fail and it's my decision, I can accept that. But if I fail because it's somebody else's decision, then I'll always hate them.
So if you fail because Louis Walsh has picked a rubbish record
then,
for you.
Then that's it then. He's got a stalker, yeah.
Well, obviously being in control of your own destiny takes us rather nicely to the new album, which is coming out very soon. Freedom, out on December 2nd. How excited are you about releasing this on the world?
I am. I'm really excited and I feel like I've got a new confidence now. I feel like I've become a woman now. I feel like I was a bit too shy on X Factor and I feel a bit more relaxed and I feel like I can really enjoy myself now. Yeah.
And of course, with an album title like that, it's going to go down really well in Scotland, isn't it?
Yeah, that's it.
Freedom!
Did you see? I posted a Twitter picture and I'd morphed my face onto Mel Gibson's face with it all standing up with the...
Oh, that's brilliant.
With the sword.
Yeah. Is it Christmassy at all, the album?
The album? I've done a track with John Legend, which is quite chilled out. And it's called Bridges. But, I mean, slightly Christmassy. The red dress on the front of the album's quite Christmassy, but other than that, there's no Santa on there now.
Have you ever thought about doing a proper like Christmas song, a new one? Because obviously every year we play Mariah Carey, mm-hmm. and every year we play Wham's Last Christmas and Slade. Because if you can come up with a cracking Christmas song, Rebecca,
that's it, you're made.
Ka-ching for the rest of your life.
I've been saying this to the label for a while. It's like, let's get a Christmas song out because that's it then. If it's good, you can retire.
Yeah, but it has to be a new one. I think that's important. It needs to be a new Christmas song.
I'll try. I'll have a little think. Yeah, after I've toured, I'll have a little think for a nice Christmas song.
Well, if you do that for next year, then make sure you give us at least 30% of the profits.
Okay, yeah, because it's then your idea.
Yeah,
that's right.
Okay.
Yeah. And this is your second album. The first one did really well, didn't it? Million selling, Heaven was the first album. Critical acclaim and all the rest of it. And also did quite well in America, didn't it, as well?
It did, yeah. I mean, I'd broke my leg. So when I went over to introduce it to America, I'd broke my leg. But, you know, it went to number 8 on iTunes and it was 24 in the Billboard chart. So
which is brilliant.
It was still good, yeah. So
how did you break your leg?
Oh, I had the worst, highest heels ever on. And I was coming out of a nightclub. And people had spilt drink all over the floor.
Oh, so. That's the reason.
So that was what it was.
Oh,
and then
dear.
I went flying and, yeah.
I remember that. That was a couple of years ago, wasn't it? Maybe 2 or 3 years ago that happened.
Yeah, I think it was, yeah.
Touring is going to be a big part of the release of this album. And I just think you're such a lovely person. Do you enjoy doing the live stuff? Or do you still find, you know, facing that audience a little bit intimidating?
I really do love performing. I feel a lot more relaxed now. I feel like I was slightly scared when I first come off X Factor. I feel like it was all a bit too new for me. Whereas now I feel like I've relaxed into what I'm doing and I really enjoy performing. I've got a gig coming up soon for all my fans. And I just can't wait to do it. So,
Is that the intimate one in London?
Under the bridge. Yeah, that's right, yeah.
Okay.
So, and are you a bit of a blether when you're doing a live set? Because you're so chatty and so easy to talk to. Do you tend to get a bit carried away in between songs?
I go a bit shy, actually, for some reason. Sometimes I can be. I normally give them like a little breakdown of what the songs are about and things like that. I always get emotional as well. Like, it's like the first time, every time I sing the songs, it's like I'm singing it for the first time. I get all emotional singing them. They're probably like, who's this emotional wreck on stage?
Yeah.
Well, listen, it's always great to talk to you, Rebecca.
And
wish you the very best of luck with a new album called Freedom. Comes out on 2nd of December. The new song that we played is called I Hope. Rebecca Ferguson.
Yes, thank you.
Didn't I tell you she was lovely?
Yes. Oh, thank you. 7.3.5.